This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. And Steve, last night you and I both saw Lynn Classical defeat Lynn English 6-3 to capture the NEC North title, and they're currently undefeated at 15-0. So Coach Mike Zukowski has really got something going there.
He does, and it's nice to see. They've been on a brink for about the last two or three years, and finally this year they've put it all together. And he'll be the first to tell you that if you go 15-0 in anything, there's just some skill involved, there's some dedication involved, but there's some luck involved too. Last night, they really played a tight game against English. It was 6-3, and you know Zook will be the first to tell you that. You know, whenever those two teams play, it doesn't matter what the records are. The English will always play them tough regardless of whatever else is going on. And last night was a perfect example. They some fielding issues on the part of English gave Classical three runs, or else we might still be playing the game because both pitchers did really well.
The other, I was just thinking too about Classical is that if you, I haven't looked at their scores, you know, and such. I'm sure they've had a couple of big wins, and when I'm referring to that, blowouts, but they've also had, I think, quite a few close ones. Case in point, last night, they beat Danvers, I think, 1-0. So the pitching and hitting has kind of aligned a little bit. You talked about that kind of earlier in your opening comment.
They have not had very many easy games. As a matter of fact, more than most of their games have been really close. They just seem to be able to find ways to win them, which is, I don't know, everybody has their own definition of what a good team is. You know, I've heard it said so many times that, well, you know, a team's really good, but they don't really blow anybody away. But you know what? My idea of a good team is somebody who can, you know, when the game gets tight, can make those plays and can do the things that it takes to win the tight game. That's, to me, as much of a barometer as a good team as anything is. And Classical has done that quite often this year.
I was over in Peabody earlier this year when Classical played over there, and they kind of won a tight one. David Barnard kind of hanging on to win that game on the mound for Classical High School. Peabody, you know, just couldn't get the bats going at that time of the year. And this Peabody team, although they lost last night in Gloucester, you know, this is a team that's you know, kind of has been up and down, but is playing very good baseball right now, and I think probably will be heard from come tournament time.
I think that's a dangerous team. I really do. I know they've had a little bit of trouble the last couple of games, but losing to Braintree, you know, two-time state champion, right. You know, that they're probably the worst game they played all year, and they chose Braintree to play it against. I mean, they had a 5-0 lead and ended up losing 10-5. But, you know, they're testing themselves against the iron right now. They've already beaten the prep. They play Malden Catholic. They're going to play Austin Prep, which even though it's a division or two down from them, having a tremendous year. Gloucester's no slouch. I saw Gloucester play earlier this year against English, and, you know, depending upon who's on the mound, you know, Gloucester can play with anybody. So it isn't like they've lost to teams that they shouldn't have lost to. The possible exception to that being Gloucester. But, I mean, Everett's not a terrible team. Classical certainly isn't. Braintree, like I said, two-time state championship, very competitive this year. He's doing the right things. He's playing teams that represent the best of what he's going to see in the tournament, and he's going to be the better for it.
I think Gloucester has a pretty good record, actually. You know, could they be 9-4? That's enough games.
Maybe something along those lines.
So they're doing all right. You know, I was going back earlier. I was going to mention this about Mark Betancourt and Peabody, and what he was saying with this new league alignment is they lost that game right to Classical early on this year in the spring. Earlier in the spring. But they can't play them again, or they don't play them again. You know, in the past, you'd lose once, but you could come back and play again. And that didn't happen.
You could if you wanted to, if you could fit it in.
Yeah.
For example, Classical's playing English twice. And the first time they played them, it was a non-league game. The second, last night's was the league game. So it wouldn't have been a bad thing, maybe, if Peabody had tried to schedule classical again. It might not have been a great thing for classical, but because you just don't know. But the point is, you can. It's just that it won't count as a league game.
And my point was that it's not part of the league schedule to play twice. That's where I was going with that. I get that, Steve. Come on, put me in my place. Come on.
I wasn't doing that. Come on now, don't start a fight.
Hey, no, I'm not. Not at all.
Tom and Giselle.
Yeah.
Tom found out. What kind of a fight do you suppose they had when he found out what she said about the concussions?
Oh, man. well, I thought you were going to give me a concussion. All right, now, hey, there's one thing that we can agree on is that I've watched St. Mary's softball, and I know you have a number of times over the years, and I know Mia Nowicki played last year, but she shared the pitching duties, if I'm not mistaken, right? And this year, and she's probably sharing up this year as well, but what a year Mia Nowicki of St. Mary's softball is having. I mean, if you go up against her at the plate, what is it, like a 95% chance you're going to strike out?
They say in baseball, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. That's the three strikes. There's been an awful lot of that with Mia Nowicki this year. Mia Nowicki's been good for the last few years.
Yeah.
I can remember even as far back as when she was in the ninth grade, eighth grade even. She'd come in late in the innings and she'd just be unhittable. I think that the world kind of took notice of her last year during the Holland tournament when she came in the championship game, and I want to say that it was against Classical because it usually is, but she came in the championship game and she struck out eight batters like in a row or some ungodly thing like that, and nobody even came close to getting a hit off of her. And it saved the win for St. Mary's. And, you know, she had some trouble in the tournament because she wasn't feeling well. She had mononucleosis. But she has been absolutely lights out this year. They've lost once, and that was, it wasn't to Austin Prep. Williams, I think. And but the game that they won against Austin Prep, she struck out 27 batters. The game went 13 innings. She struck out 27 batters, and she hit the home run that won the game 1-0.
I'd give her the game ball. I don't know what you would do, Steve, but I think I might give her the game ball.
Yeah.
And here's the last one. Girls lacrosse. You and I don't know a lot about girls lacrosse. I've seen some games, but Annie Madden, formerly Annie Pugh, the daughter of now Hamilton Wenham football coach, longtime Masconomet head football coach Jim Pugh, really an outstanding coach, guy. But Annie's really just taking into, following his footsteps as a very successful coach on the North Shore. With Marblehead girls lacrosse, they won 18-17 over Manchester Essex yesterday.
She's one of the really good young up-and-coming coaches. I shouldn't say up-and-coming. She's arrived.
Yeah.
But and the apple obviously doesn't fall too far from the tree with her. I like her for the same reason I have my tried-and-true philosophies on just about everything. And I see things in the way that I see them because of my experiences. And all I know is the real good coaches, and I would consider her one of them, the real good coaches pay attention to details, not just with regards to the game, but with regards to their entire program. Now, Annie Madden, every game gives us an email with an accurate and informative account of what went on during the game. And if you have to call 40 coaches a night on some nights, you know, to get details on games, it's always a good thing when a person, without prompting, emails and tells you what you need to know. Jane Heil was a lot like that in Peabody, although I should call. Yeah. Jane Heil, she knew what you wanted, and she got to the nub of the matter. Well, Annie's about the same. Plus, Annie will give us pictures, too, whenever she can. So, you know, I can name you off the top of my head probably five coaches that just Tony Fusillo from Winthrop. All the ones that you'd look at and say, well, these are the cream of the crop of coaches. Ed Henry from Bishop Fenwick. These were people that took care of every detail and didn't leave anything to chance are untouched. And Annie Madden is very much like that. So it doesn't surprise me that she's had success with that program, because she works at it. She works hard at it, and she deserves it.
And I agree with you, too. I think people that do one thing well can sometimes do a lot of other things very well as well. Mm-hmm. And get too many wells in there. Mm-hmm. But double dipping on the wells. All right. I'm sorry I did that. All right. That's well, Steve, always good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn and also itemlive.com. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.